After 16 years of dominating morning television, NBC's Today Show has lost its number one status to longtime rival Good Morning America on ABC. Did Matt Lauer really torpedo his one-time co-host Ann Curry? And how has Robin Roberts juggled leading GMA to the top of the ratings while battling a major medical crisis?
Well, let's see what's going on. New York Times media reporter Brian Stelter has written a new book called Top of the Morning, which takes an up-close look on the air and off the set dramas surrounding TV's most popular wake-up shows. How you doing, Brian?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You start with the Today Show, and of course, you know, this has been the topic du jour for many months. Did Matt Lauer play a role in Ann Curry's demise?
He did and he didn't. It's always more complicated than people think it is, isn't it? What I try to explain in the book is that Matt Lauer and Ann Curry's fates have always been intertwined as far back as the 1990s when they both joined the Today Show around the same time. When Matt Lauer decided to renew his contract, that's when NBC was pretty convinced they should remove Ann Curry from the show. So their fates were intertwined, but Matt doesn't shoulder all the blame himself. The real culprits are the executives behind the scenes. But unfortunately, viewers never knew their names, so they took it all out on Matt Lauer.
Is the Ann Curry-Matt Lauer drama the main reason behind why the Today Show has lost its top dog status, or are there other factors involved?
I think Ann Curry and her awkwardness on the air was just a symptom of the broader problem the Today Show had, and it may have made it worse, but it certainly wasn't the main cause. The Today Show had been winning for so long that it had forgotten how to lose. And that's a problem in any company you work at. If you're on top for so long, people might start to get a little too comfortable. And that's when you can start to lose. That's when you can fall to second place.
Well,
I think that's what happened to Today.
What was the magic formula here? Was it the fact that GMA was able to, you know, do something with the loss? Is it Today, or was it that GMA was putting out a superior product?
Well, I think GMA figured out it had to stop trying to be the Today Show. It had to be its own thing. It's another business lesson many times to not try to copycat all the time, try to create something original. GMA was more fun. It was more lighthearted, definitely more entertainment-driven than the Today Show. And most importantly, it was ready to take an opportunity that was given by the Today Show. So when Ann Curry was removed and viewers were angry and they were looking around for something new to watch in the morning, GMA was ready. Sometimes it's just a matter of waiting until your rival makes a mistake and then being ready to welcome those new customers.
One thing that has fascinated a lot of people has been Robin Roberts, co-host of Good Morning America, and her battle with cancer. Talk about her ability to juggle that rise to the top while at the same time fighting this major medical problem.
I think in many ways, Robin Roberts' illness, while it was heart-wrenching for the anchors and for the viewers, it was also a bonding experience for the anchors and for the viewers. It reminds me of any family that goes through a trauma. What happens the next day? Well, people start coming over with casseroles and pot roasts. You're trying to help out the family in a time of need. I think that's what happened at GMA last year at the very time that Robin was going through a hard time. Everyone else wanted to help out and support the family. Now she's back about three times a week, and the show's doing better than ever.
All right. Brian Stelter is the media reporter for the New York Times. His new book is called Top of the Morning. Thanks so much for being here, Brian.
Thank you.